Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjami Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjami Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjami Hari Gopi Janma
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, Svayam Bhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. Text 30. Swam Pratyagatmani Tada Bhagavatyananta.
Swam Pratyagatmani Tada Bhagavatyananta.
Anandamatra Upapannam Samasta Shakta.
Anandamatra Upapannam Samasta Shakta.
Bhaktim Vidhaya Paramam Shanakaira Vidya.
Bhaktim Vidhaya Paramam Shanakaira
Granting vibhetsya simamahamiti prarudham.
Granting vibhetsya simamahamiti prarudham.
Vam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Vam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Anandamatram upapanna samasta shaktau.
Anandamatra upapanna samasta shaktau.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Vam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Vam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Anandamatra upapanna samasta shaktau.
Anandamatra upapanna samasta shaktau.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Anandamatra upapanna samasta
shaktau.
Bhaktim vihaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaira vidya.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Granthim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham. Bhagavatam is fun.
Meter is nuts.
Word for word equivalents. Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
You.
Pratyagatmani.
Pratyagatmani.
Unto the super soul.
Unto the super soul.
Tada.
Tada.
At that time.
At that time.
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Unto the supreme personality of Godhead.
Personality of God.
Anante.
Anante.
Who is unlimited.
Who is unlimited.
Anandamatre.
Anandamatre.
The reservoir of all pleasure.
The reservoir of all pleasure.
Upapanna.
Upapanna.
Possessed of.
Possessed of.
Samasta.
Samasta.
All.
All.
Shaktau.
Shaktau.
Potencies.
Potencies.
Bhaktim.
Bhaktim.
Devotional service.
Devotional service.
Vidhaya.
Vidhaya.
By rendering.
By rendering.
Paramam.
Paramam.
Supreme.
Supreme.
Shanakai.
Shanakai.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Avidya.
Avidya.
Of illusion.
Of illusion.
Grantim.
Grantim.
The knot.
The knot.
Vibhate.
Vibhetsyasi.
You will undo.
You will undo.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
My.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Prarudham.
Prarudham.
Firmly fixed.
Firmly fixed.
Translation. Thus, regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as the Supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and my. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though liberated, he was, for the time being, afflicted by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama in the bodily concept of life. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyashcha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Svam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta Ananda matra upapanna samasta shaktao Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakaya ravidya Grantim vibhetsyasi mahamaham iti prarudham Avidya grantim is the illusion, which is in our, which is like a hard knot, which ties us in this material world. The nature of that illusion is mamam, mamaham iti. That I am I. We think like that. This is my car. This is my job. My position, this is my wife, my husband, this is my country, and this is my pride. And if you get in the way, it's going to come to blows. We get so tied up in the conception of what's mine, we think it's me. There are modern and classical examples of it. somebody gets in a car accident. Even less dramatic. Somebody runs out of gas. It's embedded in the language. They say, I ran out of gas. You didn't run out of gas. The car ran out of gas. You say, I ran out of gas. You don't drink the gas. But we so much think that I'm a Rolls Royce man, or I'm a Pinto guy. You know? We define ourselves by what we conceive as being of mine. It's a perverted reflection of what goes on in the spiritual world. And in hundreds of years ago, they said, don't tread on me. That means respect my country. But they so much identified that I'm an American, that they saw someone is in my country. They're on me. They're on my. You're on me. Don't tread on me. In psychology, this is called dissociative identity disorder. To think that you're someone who you're not. Everyone's got it. Everyone's got it. We spoke yesterday about Ichadvesha, about the pleasure and pain principles which motivate us, what we hanker for and what we fear. We identify with those also. We're motivated by those goals. The nature of the soul is to serve Krishna, though. And whether you serve Krishna in American body or Indian body, Democrat or Republican body, you serve Krishna with a Jaguar or a Pinto, it doesn't matter. Even you can serve Krishna with a Pinto bean, it doesn't matter. But it should be done with love. This language of aham mameti, or I and mine, is used throughout Bhagavatam. Second canto, third canto, fifth canto, sixth, seventh, and eighth canto. And here in fourth canto also. A very famous verse is in the fifth canto. This is probably the most famous one of this instance of the phrase my I and mine. The Sanskrit will change a little bit to suit the meter, but the essence of I and mine is found in all these cantos. And this is the most famous example. Pumsastriya mituni bhavametam tayor mito hridaya grantimahu ato griha kshetra sutapa vitair janasya moho yamaham mameti. Aham mameti. I and mine. Aham mama iti. This is Prahlad Maharaj speaking. He says, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Everything in the world is moving on sex desire. Freud got a lot of things wrong, but he got that right. The skyscraper buildings. They're going really high up, but what's the point? Eventually, it's to get attractive to the opposite sex. Look where I work, or look at the building I built. The architects are thinking, I built this building. The owner is thinking, I own this building. The worker's thinking, I work in this building. And it's all advertisement for I and mine. So that we can attract you and yours.
I remember a comedian, Jerry Seinfeld, said that men would live in caves if we didn't think that women wanted us to have, you know, if women didn't want to have all these material things, then men would be completely satisfied living in a cave somewhere. It's all, you know, we strive hard to obtain all these things just to get the lady.
Absolutely. That's how it is. And she probably thinks that, anyway, I would accept him as he is, but he needs to have these things,
yeah.
So I'll encourage him. So this illusion is going on, somehow or other. But it's still based on I and mine, in any respect. Another verse, which is another phrase which is mirrored in this verse and in the verse I quoted, was Granthim. Was the knot in the heart. Here it says, avidya granthim, the knot of illusion, which binds us in this world. Prahlad Maharaj uses the phrase hridaya granthim, a hard knot in the heart. Hridaya, the heart, granthim, a knot. After being attracted to the opposite sex, then the woman is described in this verse as sthriya. Sthriya means to expand, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. So she expands into children, a house, possessions, a family, responsibilities. All those are expansions of her energy. Just as milk is the expansion of the cow's energy. So from that comes hridaya granthi, a hard knot in the heart of responsibility. And it's described here as avidya granthi. It's an illusion to think that I'm responsible for all of this. Kartaham iti manyate. I think I'm the doer. When in reality, what I'm doing is being carried out by the modes of material nature. I'm just a puppet. So, a devotee wants to be the puppet of Krishna. And so he uses his free will to serve Krishna and get in on that program of devotional service. And just as everything is motivated by sex desire in this world, on the flip side, in devotional service, everything is motivated by love. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that lust is love in contact with the mode of passion. First there was love, and due to contact with the mode of passion, it is converted into lust. So the lust we find in this world, which motivates everything, is a perverted reflection of Adi Rasa, the love of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. But because we think we're Krishna, therefore it's perverted. And we're looking for our Radharani everywhere. But we'll never find her, whether we look in all demographics in our neighborhood, we'll never find her. We look in other countries, we won't find her. We look in other genders, we won't realize her in him. It's not going to happen. And people get so abominable they look in other species also. But they're never going to find Radharani there because they are not Krishna. Radharani is with Krishna. Radha Krishna. Pranamor. Jugala Kishore. The divine couple are always together. They don't need to go slumming in this material world. They're perfectly happy there.
Prabhu, so in the spiritual sky, no one has relationships with each other then?
There are complete loving relationships, but every relationship is centered on Radha Krishna's enjoyment. Everyone cooperates for that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmachari, a Grihastha, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. Who am I? I'm Gopi Bratur Pada Kamalur Dasa Dasa Anudas. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the maintainer of the gopis. And so that's what's going on in the spiritual world. I have a service relationship with another servant, who is another servant, eventually going to Krishna. And it's a party. There's Vrinda Devi. Let's take her for example. She's like the manager of Vrindavan. She's the one who manifests on earth as Tulasi Devi. She's there, and she has an army of hundreds of parrots. Messenger parrots. We only have messenger pigeons on Earth, but she has messenger parrots, who she's trained to carry wrapped up messages in their talons. She writes about a message to deliver to Krishna, gives it to the parrot flies off, drops it, finds Krishna, and drops off the message. Okay, Radharani will be here at such and such time. Okay, so Krishna then goes to that place to rendezvous with Radharani. There are hundreds of these parrots arranging every interaction of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. We could be. And so that's there. They are.
I thought I remembered in a devotion reading that. At the center of Goloka Vrindavan is the relationship between Krishna and the gopis, but also in the same realm of Goloka Vrindavan, there's still room for the parent relationships and relationships of friendships and whatnot.
Yes.
How does that account? Because I know, at least in the sense of the parents, in order to be the parents of Krishna, I can imagine in the same sense that his parents spent all day, their lives around their children, but they also had, time for each other, I'm sure. This doesn't take place in the spiritual sky, though?
Even the relationship of husband and wife with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, their every interaction is thinking about how we can serve our little Krishna. And they don't feel deprived of quality time, because Krishna is everything to them. They're completely satisfied. If one of them had some interest other than pleasing Krishna, it just wouldn't fit in Goloka Vrindavan, because everyone's a pure devotee of Krishna. At the same time, so that addresses the issue of how there can be relationships between people in the spiritual world, because Krishna is in the center of each relationship. Now, another question, which I don't know if you intended to ask, but which your question sparked in my mind that I wanted to speak about, was how there can be all varieties of relationships with Krishna if everything is focused on Radha Krishna. How How can there be cowherd boys? How can there be parents of Krishna if everything is about Radha Krishna? Because Krishna is not limited to one form. He can expand himself simultaneously as an infant and as an adolescent. He's not limited in any sense. So at any given moment, any pastime can be going on. And it's also important to note that the last verse of Brahma Samhita explains Shriya Kanta Kanta. Let's see. I have it here. Sorry, I appreciate your patience here. Here it is. Says Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumishchintamani Ganameito Yamamritam Kataganam Natyam Kamanamapi Vangshi Priyasaki Chiranandam Jyotihi Paramapitar Asvadyamapicha Sayatrakshirabdhi Shravati Surabhi Pyaschasumahan Himeshar Dhakyo Vavrajati Nahiyatrapi Samayaha Bhaje Shweta Dvipam Tamahamiha Golo Kamitiyam Vidantaste Shantak Shiti Virala Chara Katipaye. If you thought today's verse was crazy, that's an even longer one.
That's the very last verse of Bhagavatam?
No, this is the one of the last, it's the last verse in a section of Brahma Samhita.
Oh, okay.
Brahma Samhita. And it's going to describe an important point about the spiritual world. I worship that transcendental seat known as Shweta Dvip, where, as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover. Where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance, the flute is the favorite attendant, effulgence is full of transcendental bliss, and the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is an eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present, and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka, only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Everything is alive in the spiritual world, including things that here would appear to be dull matter, like rocks and water. It's all entities. Krishna's flute is a person. So there's like literally unlimited opportunities for relationships in the spiritual world.
That's interesting, the way that Krishna is kept at the center. Because, I don't know, have you ever seen the movie What Dreams May Come?
No, but I'm familiar with the play. Is it like that?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, in this story, he is, you know, he passes away and goes to heaven and notices that his wife isn't there and he goes on a search to find her and she's in hell. But in his time in heaven, he has a person who's showing him around, I guess, so to speak. And there's no God there.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks, where's God? And the person he's with is like, somewhere out there. And I always, it's a good movie, but I find it strange that the writer would try to create a spiritual sky without God.
Yeah, it was popular in those days to do this monist kind of thing, to think that God is everywhere and we're all expansions of God, but there's no transcendental entity.
Personality.
Yeah, it's impersonalist idea. Yeah, it is strange. It's it's healthy to find that strange.
It is. That's kind of just like what we're already doing here, except we don't have to do the suffering part, you know?
Yeah. Winston Churchill said, "The problem is that people want the kingdom of God without God." He did a lot of crazy things, but that was a good one. It is a good one. Prabhupada quotes that often. Yeah. Just like and this is the same process that we follow in our practice of devotional service, in our relationships with each other, we try to have it Krishna-centered. Either we talk about Krishna, or we talk about devotional service, the philosophy. And that makes us, it's a happy experience. There's not a feeling of, like we're missing out on something. The only one, and this is embodied in a statement by Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "What's the most fearful situation in the world?" And Ramananda Roy said, "The only fearful situation is to be separated from the devotees." Because that relationship between devotees is so essential that without it, it's terrifying. Because aham mameti, we get back into this I and mine business. So devotees provide each other social support. We're social beings, essentially. And even the sannyasis who are completely aloof in the forest, they feel completely never alone. They're always feeling the presence of the Lord. And wherever there's Krishna, all of his entities, all of his associates are there. So they're in the spiritual world. They're not alone. Once Prabhupada was talking to the artists and said, never paint Krishna alone. Krishna's never alone. At least there must be a cow. So another place Prabhupada said that if one who thinks that they can practice Krishna consciousness alone is suffering from a phantasmagoria. Means that there's no opportunity, there's no Krishna consciousness unless you're in the community of devotees. It's an illusion otherwise. Like, you can be very strict, very staunch in your practices, but if you can't relate with another devotee, if you don't at least want that, if you don't aspire for that association of a devotee, then again it's I and mine. It's all about me. At the very least, we should aspire for the association of devotees. This is we find this in many of the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur. When will I have the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees? Longing for that. This mood of separation is the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vipralanga bhava, service and separation. We may be separated, but if we strive for that association, we long for it, then that's perfection. That's Krishna consciousness. The very longing is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we don't have that longing, we may be in the physical proximity of a devotee, but we'll still be about I and mine. We'll still be alone. Does it make some sense? We can be physically alone, but if we're longing for the devotees, we're not alone. Krishna's right there with us the moment we want to be with his devotee. And we may be physically in the company of devotees, on the other hand. But if we don't appreciate, we're not keeping Krishna in the center, we're still focused on I and mine, then we'll be like unto an island to ourselves. And Krishna withdraws because we don't want Krishna. We have some other agenda.
So, that reminds me. Sometimes I feel like if I'm on my way to the temple, or if I'm just thinking about being in the temple, or whatever, I think about, you know, the singing and the dancing, and our lecture that the and sometimes I feel like, remind yourself that you're there to see Krishna. I'm trying to figure out if this is wrong.
No, that's nice.
If it is such a bad thing, then I should be reminding myself of this, or
if what is such a bad thing?
If it's such a bad thing that I sometimes forget about, you know, the fact that I'm here to get our son to do some service for Krishna or whatever, is that such a bad thing, or is it not?
It doesn't seem that you're forgetting, actually. I don't think you're forgetting. Otherwise, you wouldn't come.
Yeah.
It's not like you're coming to get money, or you're coming to... There's not much here to get apart from Krishna. This temple has that advantage. It's very, very simple. There's pretty much just prasadam and Krishna here. Somewhere else there may be a very rich congregation and someone comes to mooch money. That would be an example of something that's not at all good. So when I speak about these points, I'm not addressing them to you as a critique in any way, but I'm speaking as a safeguard for myself in case something happens in the future where the situation does change, so that I can have integrity and character. But the desire to always remind myself about my purpose, what I'm doing here, why am I being here at the temple, there's no harm in that either, because we're just trying to remember Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness is simply to remember Krishna and not forget him. However we do it is secondary. So that's also nice. And whenever we could, why is it nice? Because whenever we remember Krishna, we become happy. We're actually remembering Krishna, because he's very sweet, to say the least. After all, Radharani stays with him. She's the pleasure potency of Krishna. If she stays with Krishna, how sweet Krishna must be. The mundaners may criticize that as circular logic. I don't mind.
Considering that they're both eternal, there would be no room for anything other than something similar like that.
Let them just have some sweet rice. any other points? Thank you. Kalosmi, Krishna says, time I am. We have to be mindful of Krishna and his time manifestation. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.